45.2 million, that's the number of displaced people in the world, according to the United Nations High Commission for Refugees. This is the highest recorded number in almost 20 years. With us is Sophie McGuinness, who's head of office for the UNHCR in Ireland. Good morning.
Good morning.
How much of this rise is due to the war in Syria?
It's a major factor, that's true. Of the 45 million that have been forced to flee in 2012, half of them have fled from major war conflicts. We see in 2012 that the number of people fleeing from Syria was just under 700,000. Now, obviously, that has escalated massively since then. We're looking at nearly 1.6 million who've left Syria up to the last month of this year. But Syria has played an important role in the rise of the figures.
Where else then features prominently on this list? Would I be safe in assuming that Afghanistan might rank pretty highly here, also maybe some of the countries in Africa like Somalia?
Yes, absolutely. The largest proportion of refugees in the world come from Afghanistan, and unfortunately that's been the situation for over 30 years. Somalia also is the second highest refugee producing country in the world. And I think what we see through this report is that there have been additional people displaced in 2012, but the existing refugee crises are continuing, and that's really compounding the figures for refugees.
There is a perception that somebody seeking asylum, that they will almost inevitably do so in a wealthier country. Mm-hmm. You say, this report says, that that's not the case.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. What we find through this report is that of the nearly 15 million refugees who were forced to flee in 2012, 80% of them went to developing countries. And what's significant there is that 10 years ago, it was 70% of the world's refugees that went to developing countries. So what we see is a higher proportion of poorer countries bearing more responsibility for protecting refugees than the wealthier countries.
There was, over recent years, a dramatic fall in the number seeking asylum in Ireland. What's the situation now? Has that changed?
Well, there are two sets of figures in the Global Trends report that we're releasing today in relation to Ireland. One of them is in relation to the population of persons of concern to UNHCR here, and we estimate that population at 12,000. Of those 12,000, over 6,000 have refugee status in the state. Over 5,000 are here as asylum seekers. And we have a small number, an estimate of 70 persons here who are stateless, who don't have any citizenship of any country. The asylum seeker numbers are falling. They've been falling in Ireland for the past number of years. But what we see is that the number of asylum seekers is maintaining at the moment because there's a need for legal reform in order to speed up the procedures for people to get decisions.
And when it comes to accepting people who apply for asylum here, mm-hmm. whereabouts in all of this do we rank?
The Global Trends report notes that the global average of what's called a refugee recognition rate, that's the proportion of asylum seekers that are recognised as refugees, is 30%. In Ireland in 2012, it was 10%. For the year to date, it's continued to rise, and the refugee recognition rate at the moment is around about 20%. So in 2013, so far, the refugee recognition rate is moving up towards the European average.
And is that likely to be because we are accepting some people from Syria?
Syrian refugees have a very high recognition rate in Ireland, that is true. Of the Syrian refugees who have had their cases decided this year, almost all of them have been recognised as refugees. So the refugee recognition rate will always vary depending on the countries of origin. But together with a number of partners, we've done a lot of work in EU countries to try and improve the quality of decision making. And sometimes those efforts can also lead to a rise in recognition rates.
Sophie McGuinness, Head of Office for the UNHCR in Ireland, thanks indeed for joining us on the programme this morning.